Our first lesson for this fourth Sunday of Pentecost from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Working together with him then, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, with great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, by truthful speech and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, through honor and dishonor, through slander and praise. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, yet possessing everything. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. In return, I speak to you, speak as to children. Widen your hearts also." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the fourth chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat just as he was. And the other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God our Father. Amen. Let us pray one of those verses we just sang. Lord, be our light when worldly darkness veils us. Lord, be our shield when earthly armor fails us. And in the day when hell itself assails us, grant us your peace, Lord. Amen. Our gospel reading this evening, Mark chapter 4. They thought they were going to perish. This is a ship full of disciples who had seen Jesus do miracles, heard Jesus preach, and these are disciples among whom at least four of them are fishermen and used to boats and sailing. Yet when this sudden storm attacks them, it brings the wave over the bow so that they are walking in water and thinking that it cannot be much longer before this boat starts to sink, because what other outcome is there for a boat that takes on that much water? These guys thought, they were sure, they were going to drown. And so they wake Jesus up with this question about whether or not he cares that they are perishing. And note that in the reading, Jesus does not ever exactly answer that question. He quiets the storm, and then he turns to them and asks them, "Why are you so fearful? Have you still no faith?" And I don't know if those questions actually struck them at the time, because by that time they were thinking about other things that they had seen. But we can look at these questions for a bit. why are you so afraid? And to us, the answer seems obvious. Because the boat is sinking? Because they thought they were going to die? What kind of question is that, Jesus? But it is the question that Jesus asks. So we are stuck with it. And you see in this reading that Jesus seems not only to rebuke the wind and the wave, but also the disciples. This question seems to imply that they had done, or at least thought, incorrectly with their fear and with lack of faith. And this kind of thing is talked about other places in the Gospels. This is the idea of not being anxious or not worrying, not panicking, not being afraid of what is going on in the world. That is clearly something that is dealt with in today's reading as well. And so you know that that type of fear and worry and anxiety, that can happen for a variety of reasons. You don't have to think that you're going to drown for that kind of fear to strike you. Fear of what is going on around us, that can come at election time, that can come when a job change happens, or when we are raising children, or when we have money problems. Any number of things can produce anxiety and panic in us. And when we get into those trains of thoughts, this kind of anxiety produces an urgency in us. And usually it is an urgency to simply get out of the situation, make this stop right now. But that is not what we see from Christ in our gospel reading today. These last few weeks in the Sunday morning Bible study, we've been looking at preaching in the book of Acts. And one of the things we note about those sermons as we go through them is that in those sermons, there's also a sense of urgency. These are the last days, they say, the latter times, and Christ will be returning. But in those sermons, the urgency is not on whatever is going on in the world at that time. The urgency is always about faith in Jesus Christ. Since these are the last days, since Christ is returning, we should want to get in a good relationship with Him. And so as Paul finishes his sermon in Acts 17 at the Areopagus, he says, "Now God commands all men everywhere to repent because He has appointed a day on which He will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom He has ordained." There's urgency there. There's also urgency if you look at John the Baptist preaching, or if you look at Jesus' own preaching. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. As in, repent now, because it is coming. It is near. Do not wait. In today's gospel reading, today's epistle reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul pleads with the hearers, "Behold, now is the favorable time. Now is the day of salvation." They had heard the gospel preached to them, and so now was when they should respond so that they do not receive the grace of God in vain. In our gospel reading, notice that Jesus is not concerned about the storm. He is not concerned that the boat has taken on a lot of water. He is concerned about the disciples' lack of faith. It seems to indicate that the real threat in that situation was not drowning. The real threat was drowning without faith. Now, in pointing this out, Jesus is not saying that we shouldn't care or that we shouldn't react to the things that are going on in our lives, nor is he saying that he will miraculously stop every hard situation that we happen to go through as believers. No, we are called to lives where we will go through hard times, even things that may threaten our lives. The disciples that we read about in today's gospel reading, they certainly go through those kind of situations if you keep reading throughout the book of Acts. We are called to follow one who was crucified. And again, the real threat in those situations is not drowning, it's not debt, it's not the other party taking control of the government. The real threat in all of these is a lack of faith in God's love for us in Jesus Christ. In all of these various situations that we go through, we are to look to Him and to know that He does care, that that is the entire reason Jesus takes on flesh, so that He can die and rise. It is because He cares for us. And we are always to know that. We are always to keep that truth close to heart, especially in times of trouble. Then especially, we look to Him. Now, obviously, we weren't there that day to see the wind and the wave die down, but it is written for you so that you would hear what happened, so that you would imagine in your minds that when they woke Him up, Jesus got up, He stood up in a boat that is half sunk in the middle of a windstorm, and He looks at the wind and He looks at the waves and He tells them, "Be silent, peace." And they listened. This is not the same as a weatherman predicting that maybe someday rain will come and it actually happens. But this is an incident where the rain is pouring down, where the storm is going on. Jesus stands up and He says, "Stop," and it stops. Then and there, there is no doubt in their mind that Jesus is the one who got this to happen. And so they ask themselves, who is this? Who can control the wind and the waves? This is what Mark is telling us. This is the question that he is getting us to drive towards whenever we hear this story. And this is what gets the disciples past those questions that we thought had obvious answers earlier. Seeing what Jesus did gets them past that so that they don't listen to those questions so much as they focus on the fact that Jesus had just told the weather to stop, and it had. Who is this? Who can do that kind of thing? And we know that only God has that kind of authority. That the one who was standing before the disciples was none other than the Son of the Heavenly Father, none other than the one that the Father sent to save us from our sins. Sins like misplaced fear. Sins like lack of faith. And so as we go through trying times, times where we are tempted to fear, tempted by this possibility or that possibility or that outcome possibly happening, at those times, we are called back to Jesus. We are called to repent for panicking, for being afraid of other things. We are called back to faith. And no, this is not where the world wants to take us. It's not also something that our sinful minds naturally arrive at. Faith? Why would I ever worry about anything like that? Readings like this should give us pause. Remember, they had seen, they had heard Jesus with their own ears and their own eyes, and at times they lack faith. So this is not a call for you to somehow look inside yourself and examine whether or not you really believe. That kind of speculation goes nowhere. This is a call to look to Jesus, to hear Him, to see what He has done for us in the Gospels, and to pray to Him not in panic, but in confidence, knowing that He does care, and knowing what He already has done for us, that He has already accomplished for us what needs to happen for our salvation. And so we will go through trying times, we will go through afflictions, hardships, calamities, riots. This is a list that Paul gives us in our epistle readings. We may even go through beatings and imprisonments. But he says we also go in knowledge, in patience, in kindness and love that comes from knowing Jesus Christ, knowing that He is the one who is in control of the wind and wave. He is the one who is in control of all of history, and that by him we have the peace of God, which passes all our understanding but guards our hearts and minds in the same Christ Jesus forever. Amen.